Hello and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is update number 68, soft launch. This podcast is designed to keep people who know me, Andrew Woolner, up to date about what is going on for me artistically and a little bit otherwise, because some updates from my life might get rolled into that because, you know, sometimes these things need context. So if you know me, of course you're welcome here, but you don't need to listen. This is just for people who are interested, obviously. I'm not going to try to hard sell you on this. I'm not trying to build like a huge following or anything like that. I just want people who want to listen to listen. If you're a total stranger, you can also listen. You might be a little bit confused, but you can also listen. If you're just joining now, you might want to check out episodes 1, 2, and 52. Those are going to bring you up to date on what I've been doing with my life over the last 20-some-odd years. Stick with those. Poke around here and there. I advise against listening to all of them. I don't think they're that exciting as a whole. They're not designed to be consumed that way. So that's just my advice. Hey, you do you. Anyway, let's get on with talking about the week. The week this past week has flown by. So this was ostensibly my last week before I start Monday and Wednesday rehearsals. But I still feel like I'm being pulled away from all the necessary things I had to get done this week. Thursday, just yesterday, as I'm recording this, got completely devoured by the process, starting the process. And yeah, did I ever mention I got that clock fixed? That's going to bing bong in the background sometimes. Anyway, Thursday got completely devoured by starting the process of sticking plastic anti-shatter film on all the windows in my house with my mother-in-law. There's an explanation. There's a story behind this, but not for this update podcast. You can ask me separately if you really want to know. All right. YTG updates. Oh, I said goodbye to Marie this week. Marie is gone. She flies out on Saturday. We had our last meeting on Wednesday. This is one of the reasons, you know, yeah, this is one of the reasons. Basically, Wednesday, I had, that was the entire afternoon doing that, but that had to be done because I am going to miss her terribly. She's a wonderful artistic collaborator. And yeah, it's not the same when she's not in town working on our shows. I also, this morning, so it's Friday as I record this, it'll probably be later when you hear this, I interviewed a new intern named Yana coming from the UK. And yeah, that went really well. I think she's going to be a good addition to the team. I hope that she's actually able to stay for the show. It's unclear whether she will have to leave mid-July or not. We'll find out in a few days. Other interns, Johanna and Sahana, start on Monday. So we don't have enough people really to start rehearsals yet. Not enough of the main team is here, but I will meet with them and I will sort of onboard them. I'll show them the tools that we use. And we'll start talking about how they want to participate in creating the show for August. Okay, because rehearsals are going to start June 3rd. So that's basically in, yeah, it'll be a week this coming Monday. And by then, I believe Clara will also be in town. And I think a couple other people will be here. So I'm getting really excited. Also panicky about getting everything I need to get done during the week with only just Thursdays and Fridays really available to do any sort of sit down at my computer, grind any serious work there. Oh, and I should mention Nerd Night is tonight. You'll probably be hearing this after Nerd Night, unfortunately, because I'm recording this just before I have to leave to set up. And I'm probably not going to have time to get this all set up and released before that, before I go. I mean, probably, almost certainly not. I'll be leaving probably in about 40 minutes. Okay, right, so Nerd Night's happening tonight. Spent a good chunk of this morning prepping my slides for that, and I still, once I've set up at the venue, I still got to write my my MC stuff for tonight. Okay, theater stuff, other theater stuff. I sent in my application for that position I talked about last time, so fingers crossed, wish me luck. Photography update, I know I've been promising this too late photo thread. It's just been delayed. I have not had enough time to sit down at the computer and work on it. There's just other fires to put out, not the least of which is my final update today. And this is the last time I'll be calling it this, the sustainability project, because it has a name now. It is called, actually, it's had a name for a while, but now I'm announcing it publicly. It's called Be the Audience. This is like a personal fundraising thing, but also just an opportunity for you to join a mail, like the mailing list, And so not only will you get to, would you get to hear updates, because the mailing list will send you an update every time one of these podcast episodes drops, but it'll keep you up to date on my photography and stuff. That's actually now when I post photos, I'm not doing it on the thread for in the show notes for the podcast. I'm doing it on that website. So how can you check this out? You can go to awolner.com, awolner.com, and click on Projects and Experiments. Don't click on the other thing. That's my commercial site. And then from the Projects and Experiments page, which is actually called the Art Hub, that's the page that lists all the art stuff that you can see. But if you're interested in joining the mailing list and so on, click Be the Audience. So I am going to give you a quick breakdown about what that project is, as sort of quickly and concisely as I can. So let me set, this is a bit of a rehash of the text that's on that page, but I'm gonna do it anyway. So you all know I do art, I do theater, I do photography, I do other stuff. My work is focused on process. And it doesn't have the volume or mass market appeal of your usual content creators. And the products I make do not emerge into the world on a regular schedule. Just the way it works with my brain, unfortunately. Furthermore, I really don't want to leave the presentation and distribution of my work to platforms like Facebook, Patreon, YouTube, and the lot, that they can change the rules at any time. They're doing that to extract more value for their shareholders, but frequently the byproduct is they make their site shittier for the people who are looking at material and people who are posting material. That has been the trend. Actually, Cory Doctorow wrote a whole thing about it. It's called Inshittification. Look it up. Here's the kicker. Here's the real boom thing. So I'm compelled to create. I am compelled also to give everything away for free. I don't want my work behind a paywall on the website. I want my artistic output to be accessible to anybody who wants to see it. So if you've known me for a while, you know it's my policy to give comp tickets to anyone who asks me. I've done countless photo shoots for friends, for cheap or for complete, for free, for friends and for nonprofits. I've given my time to dozens of emerging theater artists over the years, particularly while I've been running YTG. I like saying yes. But this way of making art and saying yes isn't possible without the support of an audience. Well, let's call it, shall we? The audience. Definite article, capital T. And that, my friends, is you. So remember, I've called this Be the Audience. Well, Be the Audience is your invitation to join me at the crossroads. It's your chance to be an active participant in my artistic life and become part of a larger community, one that fosters and feeds my creative process and allows me to say yes as much as possible. Yes to creating new work. Yes to pushing boundaries. Yes to mentoring emerging artists as they discover their own creative paths. Yeah. Don't be fooled about how we normally think of the word audience or the etymology of the word audience, which comes from like odd, like the word for sound, for hearing, right? But it's also, we think of it as a passive thing. By becoming part of the audience, capital T, definite article, you're not just a passive observer. You are a catalyst in every process in my process-driven practice. You are a provocateur of every new idea. You are an active participant in every yes that now I hopefully am able to say. So that's the pitch. There we go. Was that commercial enough? Was that woof woof woof? Did I do a good job? Maybe don't tell me. How can you join the audience is what you should be asking right now if I did a good job. Here are some ways. Join my mailing list. It's on that page I mentioned. It's on the Be the Audience page. Just scroll down, find it. it's always free. It's going to stay free. There are going to be no paywalls. And you can get updates on my work from the beginning of process to completion. Yeah, you could do that. You could also become a weekly subscriber for $5 Canadian or $5.60 Canadian if you want to be super generous. But for $5 Canadian, you can become a weekly subscriber and support my work. You could also, if you don't like doing the subscribing thing and having your credit card charged every week, because you know, some people don't like that, you could be an annual subscriber with no automated recurring payments for $260. This is all dollars Canadian. I feel like I have to do a little bit of an FAQ about money. There's one on the website if you look at it, but I will just quickly rehash it because I think it's important. Why did I choose $5? $5 per week is a sustainable amount. If we were going to meet up and you were going to buy me a drink at a coffee shop each week, it's be in the ballpark of $5, like a cheap, if it was a cheap coffee shop, Starbucks or something, would be a lot more expensive. On the other hand, if 100 people give me $5, it makes a huge difference to the sustainability of my work. The optional $5.60 pledge just covers the platform charges to make sure I receive at least $5 of each pledge, but it's not necessary. That's for people who like ask me if they can give more than $5 because they think $5 isn't enough, but I don't want any more than that. Why Canadian dollars? Well, a lot of the people who have expressed interest in supporting me are based in Canada. And yeah, so that's why. Yes. What if you can't afford $5 a week? Then just join the mailing list. Just join the mailing list. Drop me a line. Communicate. Let's open those talking channels. Yeah, the people who are able to pledge are making my work available and sustainable for people who aren't capable of it, who aren't able to. I don't want anyone else who is struggling to be supporting me. Okay, that's very key. Something I got asked pretty early on when I was testing the site was, why can't I give more or like a custom amount? So here's the thing. When I first came up with this project, I knew I wanted to set a set level of support. Okay. And here are the reasons. One just almost worthless reason, which is below a certain amount, the money gets eaten up in processing charges. So if you go too low, a lot of donation things are like, there's no gift that's too small. Yeah, there is. There's a certain point where 50% is going to the credit card processor, and that's no good. But I wanted an amount, the base amount, to be an amount that would actually make a difference to me, so that even one person doing it per year would make a difference to me. And that's how I came up with $5 for the bottom and the top. Second reason is I don't want anyone to like get excited and pledge a huge amount and then get donor fatigue and then either quit supporting me or worse, stop supporting other good causes. So something like this has happened. I had a Patreon. I still have a Patreon for the Yokohama Theater Group. And I've had a couple of people who were super, super generous. And they're like, yeah, no, I'll definitely give you like $100 per production. To a person, everyone who gave at that level stopped after 3 or fewer productions because it's not sustainable. And you see it on your credit card bill and you're like, ouch. So that's why there's no ability to like give more. Okay. I'm working for sustainability. So it's not just about money, because this is not a one-off campaign. This is not like I raise a bunch of money and then it goes into a project. I've done a lot of project fundraising. This is sustainability. This is like operating costs for doing art. I need something that's predictable. I need to know how much I have sort of coming within like in the year or in the next few months. I need that stability. Four, I don't want a few large supporters to even subconsciously influence my work. So if someone's giving me a lot of money, that could very easily subconsciously influence my work because I'll want to keep them happy because reason 5, If someone decides they need to stop supporting me, I don't want that one person's money to represent a large portion of what I'm getting. I don't want one person quitting to like hurt. And if that person is giving a lot of money, I really don't want to be crafting my work to keep that big donor happy. Right? And finally, I want to maintain a sense of equality in my work. I want everybody who is giving to be sort of giving equally. So that's what's important to me. If you want the answers to other questions, I've got a few more answers on there. If you have other questions that I haven't answered, get in touch with me. If it's something that people are asking a lot, I'll probably throw it on the website. I'll make a maybe separate FAQ page. And anyway, I really hope this is something you check out. And I hope that you are able to join the mailing list. Oh, and I should mention, the reason why this episode is called Soft Launch is because this is a soft launch. I'm launching this to the group of people who get updates about, or who get notifications about this podcast in Facebook, and to you, the podcast listeners. Because for the most part, if you're listening to this, you're somebody who, and if you're on that list I made on Facebook, you're somebody who I trust. This is actually, I know I sound like I'm making this like super duper pitch and I'm like Mr. Salesman guy, but this is actually, this makes me very nervous to ask people for anything on a lot of levels. Maybe I'll get into another time, but it makes me feel extremely vulnerable. And I'm doing this soft launch to people I feel like I can trust who, if you're rolling your eyes and you're like, oh my God, Andrew, at least you probably won't tell me. If you do, you'll be very gentle about it. So that's why I'm soft launching this to you. The hard launch will probably happen in a few weeks and I will announce it to everybody on Facebook and other social media and and all that stuff. So the best way you can help me out, go to awolner.com, check out the stuff, join the mailing list. If you're able and willing, become a weekly subscriber. Help me say yes. Help me keep saying yes to all these projects I take on for myself and for other people. And let's move that little progress bar up past 1%. Big thank you to Jeff Orchard, who's the first bump on that progress bar. Okay, so there's my long-winded update podcast for this week. I hope that was fun. I've been waiting to tell you about this for a long time. I've been putting it off because it wasn't perfect. It's never going to be perfect, but perfect is the enemy of done. And I really want to get this out the door and see if this can provide a way forward to help me keep creating art and keep saying yes. All right. Thank you for listening, and Andrew.